This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Which want to Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Houston. Insider access.
Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610.
The Texans
play
here. An Odyssey station.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three on a Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
All right, buddy. Hour three. Let's go back to Cliff Webb and talk some more with him. All right, Cliff, we're back.
All right, man. Well, I was going to tell you earlier that we've had a ton of boat accidents down here in the last week. It's just crazy that our good buddy Glenn, that used to fish all the Trout Master stuff, Glenn Watts, you know, he's a good tournament fisherman. He's got that Yellowfin, and he's running down the Intercoastal just by himself, you know, and he's testing out his new motor. And this couple just bought this brand new, I think it was a Fat Cat or something, running about 80. They'd never been in a boat, never had a boat at all. And they come off the flats, didn't know how to stop the boat, and just T-boned him at about 60 miles an hour and knocked him out of the boat, really hurt him bad, hurt his neck, and it hurt them real bad. And we've had several people just crash into the dock. They pull up the dock and just put it in neutral, think the boat's going to stop, and just crash in and crush the front of the boat. But it's crazy how these people are buying these boats that's never, ever even driven a boat.
Unbelievable,
and they're
getting
out there, man, with 400 horse motors. And, you know, really, it's incredible how you'll be fishing and they'll just come right up within 5 feet of you and turn, you know, while you're wade fishing, just go right around you like it's no big deal. You're thinking they're going to run over you. It's pretty crazy out there where you're allowed to buy something that runs 80 miles an hour on the water. If you kill a bunch of people and you don't know anything about it, just sign this piece of paper. It's kind of scary, Mickey.
It is. And, you know, you've seen a lot of that this year. There's been a lot of boating accidents. And it's unfortunate. You know, we used to go 2 or 3 years without seeing anything like this. And the more people you have out there and the ones that are very inexperienced. And I mean, that'd be like me going down and buying a Ferrari and I've never even been behind the wheel of a car before and don't have a driver's license. I mean, that's what it's similar
it's like
to.
It's like buying your teenager, your 16-year-old, a Ferrari that hadn't gone through driver's ed. Here, buddy, here's the keys. Get after it. Be careful.
Yeah. Just, just the way you know, use your own better judgment. But, you know, for somebody not knowing how to stop a boat, I mean, that's first instinct is pull the throttle back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just secondhand. Well, for us, we've done it so much and got so many hours behind a wheel of a boat. But, I mean, it's not rocket science.
No, but it's scary watching these people try to run these boats.
Oh, it is.
I just wish they would have some kind of a little course or something that, you know, before you put that boat in your water, I don't expect you to know all the rules of the road. But you need to know which way to turn and who has the right of way in a crossing situation. You know, the crossing situations are a problem when someone's going down the intercoastal. Who's a giveaway vessel? Who's the one that should, you know, give way to that vessel? And the other thing is that really people, the number one thing that I think people really ought to pay attention to is so you're meeting it. You see a boat 2,000 or 3,000 yards ahead of you. You need to make your course change, but way before you get close. In other words, if you're going to turn to port or starboard, make a big turn so you know that boat in front of you knows that you're turning that way and he knows where you're going so he can make an opposite, you know, he can make the corrections to avoid. Don't wait till he's 200 yards in front of you, then decide which way you're going to turn. Go ahead and make your course correction before they get there, and that way you won't have a problem when you're too close. And because these boats are going so fast, man, it's not like we're doing 30 anymore. Everybody's doing 55, 60. Everybody wants to show off the big motor and the stereos And so it's just it's kind of scary what's coming up here in the summer. I'm thinking, you know, when school gets out and when all these guys got these new boats and say, hey, well, why don't you let the kids run the boat? They're coming down this weekend. Go ahead and pile in that 350, 400. Get out there, buddy. You know, so I'm hoping that somebody will come up with some kind of a little course or something to help these people learn how to run these boats. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't even know where to go with this. It is scary because everything's so built, you know, nothing's built for really comfort and fishability anymore. It's, you know, first one there wins, you know, kind of mentality now. Hey, I know I've got to be to point A by the time fishing time starts. So I'm putting this thing on the step and I'm gone.
That's it.
And everybody if anybody trying to get gets my way, the hell with them, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody. And the other thing is, everybody's trying to get to the spot before the burn boats get there because everybody's burning and learning. They're saying, "Well, we're burning and learning." I said, "Well, yeah, I've already learned it, and you're burning me. That's the deal." Because when I get on a shoreline, I don't want you cutting in front of me 20 yards and burning that shoreline. That's what's happening. So you got to get there early to get your fish before the burn boats can see the fish. Once the sun comes up, you know, by 8, 9 o'clock, they want to burn the shoreline and look for weights and look for fish. And they got their stereos going. You know, it's just crazy how you have to adjust to your time.
Too many distractions going on in the boat right now. You know,
that's it.
Get everybody in there and everybody's shooting the breeze, music blaring, you know, LED lights flaring and, you know, looking back, make sure your power poles are still up. And, you know, there's just too many distractions, you know.
It is, man. I think people need to pay more attention to what's in front of them than what's on the console. That you see all the people looking down, playing with the stereo and, you know, doing all the stuff. And,
I've seen them running a boat, looking at their phone while they're running.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see a lot of that. Oh, just
talking on the phone and all that and all these distractions, and it's never good. It's a recipe for disaster is what it is.
I'm kind of worried about this summer. I'm hoping that the people pay a little more attention. Just watch out for the other guy because they're not paying attention to you. You ought to go to the boat ramps on Saturday and Sunday and see how many boats get hit in the marina. It is amazing how many boats just crash in the marina, get bumped, and people fighting because they don't know how to turn their boat.
No, you know, they don't. Understand. They don't know how to dock a boat properly.
Nope.
They don't know what they think that R for reverse means race.
Something. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I'm staying away from the weekends. I'm like Plog. I'm staying away from the weekends, man. I'm going to stay on the beach or something.
I won't even run in the dark anymore up here. You know, if it's
it's not
It's not even worth it. If my fish are biting early, I'm just going to be late. I'll just have to wait till the afternoon bite or whatever. But I'm just there's just too much going on.
Yeah, no fish are worth getting hurt over, and that's what I'm worried about. People, you know, just everybody running real fast, and the people in the water in the morning, the people running the shorelines, and these people want to get out early and wade fish in the dark, and I'm worried about them getting run over. So I tell everybody, be sure you have some kind of little LED light on your hat or something, you know, so people know you're there and hope they're paying attention. Because
well, if they even see the light, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? You know, in the morning we get real close to shore. We hear a boat. We just walk up on the beach, let them go by. I don't know where they are, and I don't know. So, and we got guys running without their lights. I had a guy the other day running a jet ski, had no lights on it. It was, you know, way before light. He comes by me, I didn't even see him. You know, just come from behind me, just pitch black, and all you could see when he got from me was a little white wake of the waves behind him. But other than that, it was just pitch black. And so,
well, isn't there like a law on those jet skis that? 30 minutes after sunrise and 30 minutes before sunset, you've got to be off the water.
This guy was pitch black. Yeah, this guy was pitch black. But, you know, it's just, you just don't see a lot of people enforcing that in the mornings with the light situation here. So, anyway, but just getting a little crazy down. So, be real careful when you come down here on the weekends, guys, with the people with new boats, because there's a lot of new a lot of paper tags on trailers and stuff right now. It's crazy.
I know. That stimulus money is really kicking in.
Oh man,
and the bad thing about that is going to run out. I mean, it's not it's not going to come every month.
Yeah, I know it, and that's not in it, man. Well, I hope they get back to normal, but as soon as this wind, I just keep hoping I'll get in that summer pattern, Mickey, where I got a southeast wind for several days in a row, so I can get on the pattern and find out what's really there. I don't really know, you know, how bad that freeze was, because I can't get to places I normally get to this time of year. This is a late deal. You know, even the sargasso weed is late in the surf. Everything's just late.
Sure.
But at least we got it this year. Last year, we didn't have much of that seaweed. It's just not good fishing on the beach. We don't have that seaweed in the spring. It really helped us in the spring.
Well, I used to hate that seaweed when I surfed, you know, when it gets real globby and you got to paddle through it to get out, and it's full of stinging jelly inside of it. Boy,
I love that. Man, I love it how it gets around your leash, your surf leash, and it bogs you down like a drift anchor.
Pulling,
and you got to pull up there and rip that leash off. So you learn to roll that leash up and lay on your belly, you know, so it doesn't drag the water and get through that stuff. But, you know, the older you get, the more you just, you know, I think I'll wait till the leaves. I'm just going to sit here and watch these other guys, you know, surf it.
Well, I remember back before leashes. Boy, that was nasty, losing your board and having to swim in.
Oh, I know it, man. I've had some where I couldn't swim in, get ripped back out. I had one where I was surfing some hurricane surf, and I lost my board, and I poked a big hole in my leg with a fin, and I was bleeding pretty bad. I was trying to swim in. I was kept getting sucked out, and I got sucked out a long way before I got on the beach. It got in a rip current, and I finally rolled up on the beach. But, yeah, it's the leashes save a lot of people, let me tell you.
They do.
It's amazing out there, but I'm hoping for some good trout fishing coming up, Mickey. I just, you know, I've been red fishing because it's been so easy. There's so many red fish, and I haven't had my trout mob yet. And you know, the red fish have just been off the chart. These reds are full and healthy. Man, they're fat. Most of the fish we're catching are 25 to 35 inches. You know, just nice big reds.
Nice big bruisers.
Yeah, they have saved my last couple of weeks, I'll tell you. And I've seen a few flounder as a We've come across these little sand pockets up shallow. I'm seeing these big flounder bust out. I haven't caught any of them, but I am seeing some, so that's a good sign. Have you guys, are your flounder still good in Galveston area? Y'all still catching them?
Man, it's kind of, I'm not catching any, and I'm not seeing a lot of my buddies aren't catching many. They're, you know, one a day or something, or maybe a couple. But for the most part, it was good for a while. Yeah, we just hadn't got on the area where our trout are that flounder mix too. You know, they're in that area too.
Right, right. Yeah, see, normally we fish the land cut this time of year, and we're catching lots of flounder with the trout, but the cut hadn't been happening, so we're just not really catching the flounder. We're just not fishing the channel walls and stuff like we normally do. It's just so windy, so we'll find out when it gets calm.
Naturally.
But I think we got better fishing coming. I think we do.
I'm with you. I'm hoping too, just like you are. Need some
Yeah.
Need some consistency in something. I mean, if it's going to blow, just stay out of one direction. You know,
yeah.
Quit pulling these fronts. It's back and forth fishing, man. All right, Cliff. Well, it's always good talking to you, man. You have a great weekend, and stay safe. Stay in port.
Yes, I am. The boat's going to be in the trailer till Monday.
Landlocked till Monday. All right, yes, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Cliff, give them a number, bud.
Okay, I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Thanks, Mick.
Thanks, Cliff. See you, man.
Okay.
All right. That's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, and they're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. It's as good as it can possibly be from their tanks to your live well. And there's no better way to live that bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, different size bottles and all their regulators and diffusers. Or if not, more information, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107 and check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp, fresh seafood right there at your hands at Boyd's One Stop. The big U10s, that's the ones I like to buy, the 9-12 count. You just can't beat the quality. And crawfish season's in full swing. Big weekend ahead of us with Mother's Day. And reserve them today. Go to boydsonestop.com. Or you can call the store at 409-945-4001. And when you go by and see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Nick Caserio has been the most active GM in the league, and he ain't done yet.
There are a bunch of veteran players out there who have yet to be signed.
Will Houston be adding some familiar names?
It's unbelievable how many former starters are still there.
When the Texans make changes to the roster, we'll break them down and tell you the immediate implications it has on shaping this team. Insider access, exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car could use a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro at Car Pro USA. We match you with the best person at our certified dealerships to make sure you have an outstanding, trustworthy car buying experience. Get started on your car purchase now at CarProUSA.com.
CarProUSA.com.
Are you taking Cialis or Viagra? Marley Drug has generics of both for just $12 per tablet. That's a savings of $60 per dose. Marley Drug is an independent pharmacy delivering generic Cialis and Viagra to your door for $12 per tablet. Call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Again, 800-364-4170.
Have you stopped taking your statin?
Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Or go to marleydrug.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 619 in the Bayou City on a Saturday morning. A little breezy out there today. And you know, if you're going out, be safe. Especially after talking to Cliff and hearing all these stories. I'm hearing them from, you know, all up and down the coast. And it's, you know, boating safety is a big deal. And, you know, I hope a lot of people taking consideration too before they buy a new boat that they had experience of some kind, you know, fishing a lot with a friend and running their boat, or you know, get some boat hours under you at least before you go make the big plunge and buy you a new rig. Don't just jump out there. And you know, there's all little particulars, you know, docking your boat and how to launch it, how to drive it on a trailer, and that's just little minor things to you get out on open water, and you got to know what your boat can do and what to expect out of it, and especially what you can expect out of yourself on how you can operate the thing. I mean, it's not a – I mean, it's a luxury to have a boat, but it's not a real privilege to where, you know, you're king of the road out there. You got to watch out for everybody else. You know, if you see a boat coming and – it's kind of in your path and the line you're running, either alter your course or slow down and figure out what the guy in your sights is doing, then move accordingly. Always look out, see what's going on. It's crazy. All right, let's go up to Lake Livingston. Let's talk to Harry Detant this morning, see what he's up to. Harry, good morning.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, how are you this morning, Mickey?
I couldn't be better than yourself.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a really a nice morning. I mean, there ain't hardly any wind or nothing like that. Pretty pleasant out yonder, so I'm hoping we'll have a good day.
That's what I'm seeing. All the wind is along the coastline. Inland, it's fairly calm everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So anyway, hopefully we'll have a good day. I mean, you know, the fish have been
sure
biting good, and white bass is starting to go pretty good. Crappie, they're still going, and the shad's still running in against the bulkhead, so you got a three-way combination of somebody's going to have a pretty good day fishing, I hope.
Catch something anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it is, you know, and, you know, the lake, you know, we're about 6 inches above normal pool, and the release is, I don't know, a little over 27,000, maybe 27,004, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's what I saw, a little over 27.
Uh-huh. So that's not bad. And I was at one point yesterday, and I could look out across the lake, and you could see that mud line going down the middle of the lake. And, you know, it's just the current pulling
right,
the water down through there. And when they go to, you know, the lake has been gradually going down here for the last 3 or 4 days. You know, when they go to dropping that release, the bad thing about it, that mud line, it'll just spread out everywhere. So, you know, we'll have to deal with that. But as long as we don't really have any bad wind or anything, I think we'll be all right. But, fishing's been pretty good here on Livingston for this time of the year. You know, I was kind of, you know, we've had a little bit of a slower start this year. And I think a lot of it's the weather. I think, you know, like the last, two or three weekends that we've had is we've had some kind of a blow or a rain or
sure,
something, you know. I'm hoping this weekend we'll wind up with a decent weekend where people can get out. But anyway, we're waiting. But, you know, you're just talking about boats, driving boats and stuff, you know, I mean, I hope – takes offense, but you know, I mean, you can tell a boat driver just the way they pull up to my fueling platform. A boat driver just pull right up in yonder and park it just like a car. But some people, it might take 15 damn tries before they even get close and throw you a rope to pull them over. But
that's the ones that scare me.
I know it. But, you know, I mean, you know, Mickey, if you learn right away on a boat that you can't work a boat in tight quarters like a car. It just don't work. I mean, you come into that fueling platform, you know, if you're kind of out of sorts, it's better just to go right back out, circle out, and come straight in, you know, and the key word's slow. I mean, just slow it down and bump it in. It'll go right quick. But
no doubt.
You know, a few years ago, my granddaughter, when she got her boater's safety thing, you know, she was wanting to take off and ride her jet ski, and she told me, she said, well, I can do it now. I've got my license. I said, well, you ain't got your license from Grandpa yet. I mean, when you get them Grandpa license, you can do whatever you want. But
there you go.
I put her out there on that jet ski, and I gave her an area to stay in, and then I'd have her come back, and I'd have her pull into that fueling platform and call me on her cell phone to let me know that she's here, you know. She did that all day long. We got down to the end of the day, and I said, well, we better go put that back on the trailer. And she said, okay. She said, are you going to put it on the trailer? And I said, no, you're going to put it on the trailer.
Yeah.
He said, well, I ain't never put one on the trailer. I said, you'll do just fine. I put that trailer in the water, but after she pulled into that fueling platform probably 100 times, you know, all day long, she just drove that thing straight up on the trailer just like she'd been doing it all her life, you know.
Just got to be patient and take it slow, you know. A lot of people try to rush it.
You can't crowd that boat. You just can't crowd it. You know, I mean, it isn't, and, you know, and I mean, of course, you know, you get out on the lake and, you know, there's been two or three times that over a long time that I'll be coming down the lake and another boat will be coming at me, and you know, I can't figure out which way that guy's gonna go. And a lot of times, you know, I'll just make a real abrupt turn or something like that and get completely out of his way. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I don't know if they, sometimes I don't think they see or something, you know. I certainly don't want to pass side by side on that boat or anything like that.
No, you don't want any close calls at all.
No.
There's plenty of room out there. It's easy just to turn that steering wheel a little bit and a few degrees and get out of their way.
That's right. It only takes just a split second to have a bad accident. And you certainly don't want to get involved.
You know, Cliff and I were just talking about that. He had a good friend get T-boned by a new boat owner that was running a boat way too much boat for him.
And, yes.
They didn't know how to stop it. It's 60 miles an hour. Well, you know, first rule of thumb is pull a throttle back and turn the wheel.
That always, you know, helps.
Turn the wheel.
Uh-huh. That's right. But, you know, I mean, I'll tell you, you know, a boat, Mickey, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've often thought that maybe you ought to have a dang driver's license to have a boat or something, you know, or somebody needs to have a little training on people with boats.
Sure.
I know everybody wants to own a boat, and I remember when I did, you know what I mean. But today, you can take the right amount of money and you can buy you a bass boat that runs 70, 70, 80 mile an hour and have never driven a boat before in your life, you know. So, you know, I mean, that's a real hazard to turn someone loose with something like that because,
well,
I mean,
all these people coming up, you know, kids and teenagers and all coming up. You know, I know the school my son went to, they offered a boating safety course. Of course, he already had learned so much from me from the time he was 4 years old up, being in a boat all his life. But a lot of kids don't have that opportunity. But,
no, they don't.
A boater safety course, I mean, that should be a necessity.
It's really important. I mean, it is.
I mean, you got to take a hunter safety course before you can carry a firearm by yourself.
That's right.
And
that's
right. Go hunting. And
well, they've got that boater safety course that these kids take online at 13,
right?
I think. But you know, Mickey, you can read all you want, and if you're a person that you can read and understand with a lot of comprehension, you can pass anything. But you need that hands-on experience. I mean, you can read all about it, but that doesn't mean you can really do it. And you know, like my granddaughter, you know, she was in the boat with me. I mean, when she was just a little old bitty girl, you know what I mean?
And
I mean, she's grounded pretty good, and as far as that goes, I mean, you know, but still, you know, she told me she had that boater safety course, and I said, you might have it, but you don't have the license from Grandpa, I guarantee you. I mean, because even a jet ski, you know, they'll run 60 plus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so you get somebody that's a little bit wild and crazy, and they go little bananas on it. Now, you get thrown off of one, you'll know you've been going how fast you've been going. That water's
yeah.
hard.
Yeah, I mean, water's hard as a brick when you're going that fast.
It sure is. So,
believe me, I know about that. Hey, Harry, hold on. Let me take this commercial break, and I'll come back to you, and we'll talk some more about boat and safety and what's going on Lake Livingston. All right, buddy, hang with me. I'll be right back to you. All right, well, I need to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. They've been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now, and you talk about some great people and just a great product they produce there at the Belleville Meat Market. If you're looking for processing for your wild game, you just can't beat the Belleville Meat Market. I've been using them 13 seasons now, and consistency is the name of the game, and they really do it up right there. All these, you know, 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, their award-winning summer sausage, their burger, tamales, jerky, dry sticks, they do it all with impeccable quality, and their meat market's the same way. All their great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, all the other amenities that go with it, and great barbecue, too. Check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. You can actually make orders online. They'll ship it right to your door, or you can call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
The Texans drafted a QB, but is he the future?
Finding out what Davis Mills is this team's number one priority.
Rookies report to NRG in less than a week, and the evaluation on QB Davis Mills begins instantly.
If this year he's not ready, then you've got to go quarterback next year when you have first-round draft picks.
How does Mills look in his first workouts as a Texan? We'll let you know. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Captain Mickey here for Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material. You know, folks, leader material is very important in our line of fishing. And Seaguar, it's another innovation from them. They're the proven leader in saltwater leader material, introducing their new Gold Label. Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, it's 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater. It creates more natural presentations for better catch rates, especially in clear water on leader shy fish. And the new Gold Label, it's made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins. They put in a double structure process, which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength, yet it's soft and it cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer, or you can learn more at Seaguar.com.
Time for an oil change? Don't just change your motor oil. Give your engine the royal treatment from the synthetic expert, Royal Purple. Why is Royal Purple the synthetic expert? Put simply, from day one, Royal Purple has only made synthetic motor oils that are formulated to exceed the toughest industry standards. So make the smart choice and protect your investment with Royal Purple, Available at a retailer or oil change location near you.
If you've been thinking a lot more about hurricane impact windows and whether your house needs them over these past couple of months, then Allstate Windows and Siding is here for you the same way they've been here for Houstonians for four generations. It's a family-owned business that only uses windows manufactured right here in Texas. They're built for the Texas tough weather, the rain, the wind, the hail. It's all covered. And when you get well-insulated hurricane impact windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, you could save up to 40% on your energy bill. They've extended their summer specials so you can get no interest for 2 years on any siding or windows, 30% off of all windows up front, and $2,500 off all full siding jobs. They can do home or virtual appointments. So call them today to get your free consultation, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online for your hurricane impact windows at allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com. And tell them Seth Payne sent you.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TOOL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TOOL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code Tool.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty.
Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. Final segment at 636 here in the Bayou City. A little breezy down here on the coast this morning. A little calmer inland. Looks good up on the area lakes, but a little breezy down this way. All right, let's go back to Harry Detant. All right, Harry, we're back, my friend.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'm standing out here on the back porch looking straight out across the lake, and you know, it's a nice cool morning. It's not cold. It's just nice and cool. It'd be a little bit nippy running across the lake, but the lake looks good. We got everything's in good shape. There isn't hardly any wind at all out there. We got boats coming up and down the slough, so it looks like it's going to be a really pretty day. I mean, I know, you know, most of the people going out early, they're out chasing these shad and the catfish, you know, and, you know, that's a lot of fun to do that. A lot of them, they'll set out, you know, a half dozen noodles, and then they'll get on them rods and reels and bait them up with shad and, you know, chunk it right up at the bulkhead and, you know, set them corks, you know, maybe 18 inches deep, something like that.
And right.
You can get some nice rod and reel catfish doing that. I mean, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. you know, that's a good, if you can get your kids up, that's a good time to take kids. You know, kids are different. You know, if they're catching fish, they'll hang right with you. But if it gets, you know, if it gets a little bit slack and you just get into a grind, you know, I mean, their attention span's just not that long.
Right.
And, they'd rather be throwing rocks or something like that. So, you know, that's just to be expected. I mean, you know, I used to take a lot of kids fishing. And back, tell you the truth, I always enjoyed the kids more than I did the adults because, you know, I mean, you can put a kid up on the nose of that boat with you and what I do just on the white bass, I just take off catching white bass and I'd hook them, I'd handle my rod and they let them reel it in, you
right.
know. And they'd do that a while, and then I'd get their rod, and I'd make them hold it with two hands and bring it right by that right ear and release it about 11 o'clock, you know. And, you know, after a few tries, they can do that. They can do it good enough to get that slab out under to hook a white.
Sure they can. You bet you.
But, you know, I mean, I never did. I didn't put up with a whole lot of that sidearm slinging. I mean, I've been hooked
no.
too many times to allow that to go on. You know, I mean, you better throw that rod right or you ain't going to stay with me. I mean, or I'll put you back on top of the motor someplace and I'll stand all the way up the other end.
Yeah, those sidearm and gunslingers, man, I always throw them in the very back.
Yeah, in the very back of the boat. You know, I had one in the back of the boat one time, Mickey, a long, long time ago. And I'm rolling down the lake, and we're probably running 40 miles an hour. And this guy, he had on at least a $10 ball cap, and that ball cap flew off. He rolled off the back of my boat like a Navy SEAL after a dang $10 cap, you know. And I guarantee you, when I did get him back on the boat, you know, we went to the bank. I put him on the bank. I said,
what was he thinking?
He wasn't thinking. When I picked him up, I thought I detected a little bit of alcohol. It was one of these company parties, you know, but
uh-huh. But
it looked like everything was all right, and we hadn't been out of there 20 minutes, and I'm running about 40, and that hat blew off, and he jumped out of the back of the boat, you know, to get a $10 hat. And,
end of that
and
deal.
I picked him up, and we went right back. I told him, you ain't on the boat today. You know? I mean, that was not a good deal. I mean, you like to scared me to death, you know. I mean, you know.
I always tell my guys, you know, when I've had to turn around and pick up that first cap, I said, hey,
yeah,
the first one's on me, the next one's on you.
The next one's on you, you know. I mean, I've turned around to pick up a cap and get back in, and you get right up to them, Mickey, and then they sink straight down by the time you get there, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, the craziest one I ever did see, you remember old Jimmy Hudson?
Yeah. Yeah, Jabbering Jimmy.
Jabbering Jimmy. We was out one day, and he called it the nuclear banana. He was a solid yellow bass boat, and he got him a new a trolling motor, and it was one that had the disc that you throw up on the deck and you control it with, you know.
Right.
There's no wires to it or nothing, and of course, Jimmy, he's going to tell you all about it. He's telling me all about that, you know, I mean, word for word, you know, and he said, bottom line, he said, you know, that thing can it fall off in the lake and it won't sink. Well, he had forgotten, left it up on that deck, and we're rolling about 50 miles an hour down through there, and that thing picked up and fluttered just like a record, you know, and it went off in the water, and he swung the boat around, you know. He said, don't worry, we'll get it. We got right up to that something and sunk like a rock while we was looking at it, you know. He said, well, they're supposed to float. And I said, well, that one certainly didn't float. I think
they sold you a bill of goods on that one, Jimmy.
They sure did, you know. It would not float, but, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of things. You know, you get on them boats, you really have to be careful because you really don't know what's going to happen, you know. I mean, you're really, you know, even if you know the lake, you know, really well or wherever the bay, what it don't make no difference. there could be something floating at you, and you ain't going to see it until the last minute, and you just got to be ready to, you know, take some kind of evasive action or something, you know. So you can get in a lot of trouble. You know, I think, Fernando told me there one time that one of the bigger problems I believe they had with them, Homeland Security boats is not the engine, it was replacing lower units. It hit them oyster reefs and stuff like that and just knock them off or beat them up or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, if you have the experience, even if you have a lot of experience, sometimes you can get in a bind, but most of the time you're not going to get in a bind. Long as you kind of keep your wits about you, you'll work your way out of it. But
Those lower units will take quite a bit of abuse, but all it takes is one bad scene to ruin one, and they ain't cheap.
Oh, hey, you know what? I saw one last year for YouTube and all. And now, how did YouTube ruin a lower unit? This person that I know, the seal went out in their lower unit, and they said, oh, I can change that seal out. And I said, why don't you let Jimmy or Fernando do that for you?
Yeah.
They'll be up here next week. Oh, no, I watch YouTube. I know how to do it. Well, they went in there, and they were pulling that seal out of that thing, except they didn't know if you took a screwdriver and a pair of pliers and beat it, you'd gouge that housing where it wouldn't hold the seal again. But, I mean, they really scored it up, and it would not hold a seal. They wound up having to buy a new lower unit just because, you know, they watched YouTube and thought they could do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they ruined that race area up where that bearing fits in there, and it won't seal.
It will not seal. Yeah, I mean, it was a perfectly good lower unit until they tried to do it yourself, you know.
Hey, if you can't fix it, Google it.
Google it, man. If you've got the gift in your hands, you can do all right, but if you don't, you better leave it alone.
Let the pros take care of things like that, you bet.
That's exactly right. You know, if you make your living working on car motors or any kind of equipment, I'm sure you could probably do it. But, you know, just for, some people that don't, it's better to, I found that, it's better for me to leave things alone because I'll get in a hurry and I will break it, it'll cause me a lot more.
Well, that's a problem. A lot of people get in a hurry, and you make mistakes when you're in a hurry. What's the old saying? Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast.
Yes, that is right. It is right.
Exactly.
But anyway, it's all a lot of fun. You know, life's sometimes just a big learning curve. You know, but you want to be on the right side of the curve. But I don't know.
You know, we were talking about boating safety earlier and all that, and During that last break, I got two texts from listeners and one from Richard, the fish dude, guy over there on Conroe. They said that there was a double drowning on Conroe last night.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yep.
That's really terrible. That's not good. What, the boat's wreck or something?
Well, I don't know. I just heard it was a double drowning. That's all I heard about it. So I don't know the particulars. Not a good way to start off Mother's Day weekend. Some mother doesn't have any children anymore.
That's exactly right. Those life jackets are really, really important. They really are. I learned a deal the hard way. I had on one of these inflatable life jackets. And they're great. They're nice and cool and everything else. But, take them off and put on something else when you're getting a rainstorm. Because they'll inflate in the boat on you.
If you have them on automatic activation like that, they will. Yeah. They'll deploy on you
when they get wet. They will. Scares you to death, too, because you're not expecting it. But, I got out. And it went to raining, and I did, that thing, it deployed on me. It really did. and all. But I was safe. I guarantee I was safe. You know, I forget that little cartridge wasn't cheap. I don't think.
Oh, that little CO2 cartridge you have to change out in there, screw it in. Yeah, the problem is finding one.
Yeah. Yep. But that was a learning curve then. But I mean, you can wear those, and they're really a lot cooler, and they're a lot nicer, you know. But just go down and buy you a good quality life jacket and just put it on, you know. If you just keep it hanging right down there on the seat, you're all right.
Quality vests, they're nice in the, you know, like wintertime and all that. When summer gets around, the ones you're talking about, I wear that Onyx, the AM24. That's a really good one. It's nice and cool. It's not restrictive, and when you're fishing tournaments, you know, it's easy on, easy off, and rough water, it doesn't rub you, and you know, when you're running across, you know, a rough bay and all that, there's different applications for different, you know, situations.
Yep. You know,
it's all in what you like.
And, too, maybe, you know, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know if it's right or wrong or what, but I can tell you what I do, you know. Because a lot of times, you know, I wind up fishing by myself, and, you know, I'm the only person on the boat. And when you're by yourself, you know, and I know I'm not as sure-footed as I was 20 years ago, without a doubt. But I've got a soft cotton rope with a clip on it, and it's tied to my T-post, and that rope will go to the front of the boat or go to the back of the boat. And I'm bad about it. I like to lean against that butt seat and fish and ride on, a life jacket on, but I clip that rope to me. If I fall off, you know, I'm attached to the boat, and I can get around and get back up that swim platform.
That's the scariest thing, you know, when you're fishing by yourself and you're running the trolling motor up on that bow. If you get pitched off of it from a rogue wave or something in that trolling motor zone, you're not going to catch up with that boat.
No, you will not.
Unless you're Mark Spitz or Johnny Weissmuller.
You're just a little bit of a breeze. You're not going to swim fast enough to catch the boat.
No.
A person cannot swim as far as you think you can swim. I mean, a lot of people would be good to swim 20 yards, you know.
Yeah. Not everybody's a Michael Phelps. That's a fact.
No.
I just got a text from a listener on that Conroe double drowning. Said he told me it was a 26-year-old female fell in, and the 24-year-old boyfriend jumped in to save her, and both of them end up drowning. No life jackets.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
Pitiful.
Well,
pitiful.
That's a shame. Yeah. It's not good at all. That ruined.
No, it's not.
I don't care who it is, you know.
On Mother's Day weekend of all times.
That's not good. That makes you sick. It is. I mean.
You know, and I watch a lot of Lone Star Law. I like what our game wardens, and you know, I'm kind of a supporter of law enforcement anyway.
I am
you know,
too.
The jobs they have, they got a very difficult job, and
I
watch some of these. You know, films of encounters they make on the lakes and what goes on out there. And I'm really surprised in the state of Texas as much as, especially up on the lakes, you know, where y'all are at, all the young crowd, they all hem up and dock together and party down and all that stuff out there on the water, you know, all the alcohol involved and everything else. And I'm really surprised there's not more people killed on the water than there is.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you can go down around Pine Island on a big holiday weekend. There might be 200 boats around yonder, you know, and I know they're all drinking Dr. Pepper, but
right.
there's a lot of alcohol involved, and you know, the game wardens, I guarantee you, they do, at least here on Livingston, they do concentrate on areas like that, on special.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you've got a whole group of people that you can check a whole bunch of people with right quick, you know, without moving your boat around, you know. But you know, I mean, and they bring them into our fueling platform a lot over the years for drinking, you know, and driving a boat. And you know, the rule is that you can, I guess, drink and drive a boat, but if you blow over the limit, you're going to jail, not tomorrow, but tonight, you know what I mean?
That's it.
And they'll bring them in they'll give them a breathalyzer test or have them walk one of our parks.
Yeah, do a sobriety, field sobriety or a breathalyzer, yep.
Uh-huh. And then the next thing you see is that sheriff's department car pulling up.
That only means one thing. When the man's pulling up to the dock and there's a sheriff's car waiting there, you know where they're going.
You know what, Mickey? It was one year about 4 or 5 years ago. We were sitting up on the top deck, and it was 4th of July, and we were just having a nice time, and the game warden was out there, and he had been stopping people, giving boat checks and stuff, and he pulled about 40 yards off her bulkhead, I tell her, and turned on his anchor light, and he had on his map light, and I think he was doing his paperwork or something. And we was elevated, and I looked down the creek, and I saw a flat-bottom boat coming down through there. And they had a spotlight, and they was running the spotlight on houses and everything else. And, you know, it was just a couple of guys. And the closer they got to that game warden's boat, you know, they run that spotlight across that game warden's boat. And I said, oh, you know, something is wrong, you know. And what that game warden let them get, I don't know, 30, 40 foot for them. They was just going real slow, and he turned these lights on. You know, he had them, and I saw one game warden get over in that flat bottom and one guy in the flat bottom get over in the game warden's boat. And they pulled them right over here to this fueling platform. They all got out, and this one guy, you know, he was probably about 6'2", probably weighed about 250, and he didn't have a shirt on. But he did have on a child's life jacket. That's on. He had on a child's life jacket.
I bet he looked ridiculous.
Yeah, he did. And it was standing there, and that guy said, can I take my life jacket off now, sir? You know, but he didn't have an adult life jacket in the boat, and they made him put on that kid's jacket, you know, to get back over that platform.
Oh, boy.
He'd have pulled that life jacket under, you know, just like a dang half-inch cork in a 30-pound catfish.
Well, he'd have sunk slow, put it that way. Well, Harry, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you up at Pinwall Campground and Marina, give them a number, man.
Give us a call. It's 936-967-4752. Mickey, you have a great day.
You too. Good talk this morning, Harry. We'll see you, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back bright and early in the morning, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Attorneys on both sides of the Deshaun case have been quiet.
There's no more posturing publicly. It means something.
As reports indicate a potential conclusion nearing.
All signs indicate a settlement might be approaching.
When Deshaun news happens, we'll bring you the latest and tell you what it means for the Texans' immediate future. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Shop a Second Annual John Deere Tractor Days. What does that mean for you? It means great prices on John Deere 1000 to 5000 series tractors and tractor packages. Tractor Days means days of working on your property, days of shredding, moving dirt, completing project after project. Shoppers is where it all starts. Get your tractor at Shoppers and get to work. Shoppers can even finance your tractor too. Google all our Tractor Day specials at S-H-O-P-P-A-S. Shoppers, all things John Deere.
Offer ends June 30th. See Shoppers for details.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family.
Mom. The all-new Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, cheers, Mom, for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. The all-new Diamonds Direct, inside the loop across from the water wall.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Don't need to jump for joy. Don't need to jump for joy. Don't need your car today to jump for joy. Yeah. Don't need to jump for joy. Don't need to jump for joy. Don't need your car today to jump for joy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!